Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Our readings today place us squarely in the wilderness. But it's not the wilderness that we love, the places we go to picnic and camp, the austere beauty of our New Mexico desert, and the splendor of mountain vistas. This is the other kind of wilderness, the wilderness of being lost, hungry and thirsty, alone in the dark, afraid. The wilderness of not seeing the way ahead and over the barriers that face us, not knowing the way through our grief or anger or illness. God's people are no stranger to wilderness. After the Exodus, the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, a whole generation living without a settled home, learning to rely on the promise and presence of God. When Isaiah spoke these words we read today to Israel, centuries had passed. Years of kingdom building and warfare, and finally, military defeat. God's people are again in the wilderness, this time the wilderness of exile. The people of Israel are refugees, torn by violence from their homes, trying to hold to culture and faith in a foreign land. Those exiles are perhaps even more lost. We've seen in the past how God was visibly present with the Exodus wanderers, how God moved before them as a pillar of smoke and fire, dwelling at the center of each encampment in the Ark of the Covenant, which they placed in that central tabernacle tent. But the people of God in exile wonder, has God abandoned them? They've seen their city and their temple destroyed, and they've been driven away. The ark has been carried off. They don't know where. They believe that the exile is a punishment for their unfaithfulness. So now that they truly need God, has God disappeared? Is God out of reach? That's a question that most of us have faced at one time or another. It's a question the 20th century brought into the foregrounds of our mind with two world wars and multiple genocides. Where is God? Has God left us? It's a question many of us have faced personally as well, in times of grief and loss, of depression or other mental illness, of addiction or trauma. Some of us feel like exiles in our own land as the rhetoric of division and bigotry and hate fills the airwaves, and we no longer recognize the country we love. Some of us feel like exiles in our own church as the things we care about keep changing. Some of us feel lonely, left by those we love, wondering if God has left as well. The prophet Isaiah and the season of Advent speaks to us right in these wilderness days. Comfort, comfort my people, God tells Isaiah. Tell them their exile will come to an end. Now, here's what I like about preaching. When I study for preaching, I tend to learn something new every week, even after 20 years. And what I read this week from Professor Mark Thronvite was just a different take on this than I had heard before. Professor Thronvite writes that this lesson is written not to, that this line about preparing the way of God is written not to all the people of Israel, but to the heavenly host, to the servants of God. And God gives the instruction, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. We've often heard this, and I think Mark takes it this direction as you prepare the way of the Lord. You do it. Get your hearts ready. Get ready to do it. But Mark Thronfite says, it is God who is making a way in the wilderness. We recognize Advent as the time that we prepare our hearts and minds and homes for the coming of Christ, and that is true. But we must always remember that in Jesus, God is coming to us. The barriers that come between God and humans will be swept away, not by what we do or do not do, but by the baby born in a manger. See, the Lord comes with might, not the might of powers and principalities, of armies and superior weapons. God comes with the might of a tender shepherd feeding and cradling a sheep. The might of a hug or a pat on the back offered at the right moment. God comes with the might of a baby, full of promise, full of hope. Advent comes into our wilderness places to remind us to hope, not with a hope that closes its eyes to suffering and fear, but with the hope that faces grief and pain and still believes God is coming. The hope that looks at the truth of the world and sees that God is always making a way to us. This hope knows that there is no wilderness where God cannot find us. This hope knows that there is no hill too high or pit too deep that God cannot find a way to us. Advent reminds us that the love, the peace, the joy, the hope of God is possible, and it's real and it's breaking in among us already. God is with us. The prophet Isaiah called out into the wilderness, energize the limp hands and strengthen the rubbery knees. Tell fearful souls, courage, take heart. God is here, right here, on his way to putting things right and redress all wrongs. God's on the way. God will save us. That's from Isaiah chapter 35. Professor Sarah Bessie wrote in her blog about Advent this week, Advent is the church's way of observing and remembering, of marking the truth we believe that God came to be with us once, and God is still with us, and God is coming again to set all things right. Advent holds up the truth of what is right now in all its beauty and pain, beside the truth of what was and what will be, and then responds like the writer of the psalm, I'll never quit telling the story of your love, O God, how you built the cosmos and guaranteed everything in it. Your love has always been our life's foundation. Your fidelity has been the roof over our world. Advent reminds us that God seeks us out where we are right now. Not where we should be by our own or anyone else's estimation. God seeks us out when we are in exile and when we are suffering. When we are callous and cowardly. When we are more concerned with common sense than with faithfulness. When we are fearful and arrogant, when we are lost and broken, when we are sad and alone, when we are traumatized and wondering when the light will start to win, when we feel forgotten and bored and insignificant and tired, when we are wounded and when we are the ones wounding. Yes, in those days, God is seeking us out on the path and in the wilderness. and the voice of the prophets of Advent cry out in those very places, "Take comfort, my people. Have courage. God is here, right here. It is God who topples hills and fills in valleys, makes the highway in the wilderness to come to us. Your love, O God, has always been our life's foundation. Your fidelity has been the roof over the world. Thanks be to you, O God. Amen."